Friday, the Torah, Rabbi Yishai Lisser.
Shalom Aleichem, everybody. Thank you very much for having me. I want to talk today about the halachas pertaining to glasses. And even if you don't wear glasses, you probably know somebody who does. And Mirtz Hashem, everybody will come out with something new that you didn't know before. And at the end of the shir, there'll be a chazara so that everybody can come away with everything. Let's start with the beginning of the glasses life. When you buy a new pair of glasses, do you need to make a bracha of she'echiyonu? So the Shulchan Aruch says in Reish Chof Gimel, Sif Gimel, if you build a new house or you buy new things, new kelim, then you make a bracha of she'echiyonu. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Koton Yud Gimel, in Siman Reish Chof Gimel says, whether you're buying clothes, whether you're buying clay tashmish, for example, clay achilo, and similar things like this, Rav Nissim Krelit says, clay achilo doesn't mean knives and forks. That's not choshev enough. It has to be a fancy thing, like a very fancy serving dish, or fancy plates. Choshev clear achila. Now, does this apply to glasses? Glasses are definitely kli tashmish. So, in Vizos HaBracha brings a machlokes post-game, Rav Shlomo Zalman Urbach and Rav Chaim Pinchos Scheinberg. They both say that you should not make a bracha on your glasses because they're not something so choshev. They're only there because you can't see. It's not like you bought a new suit to make yourself grand. They're glasses. The eyes have become somewhat diminished. And it's for a fool. It's somewhat of a sad thing that you need glasses at all, in which case you should not be making she'echiyonu. However, Rav Eliyashim of Nissim Karelitz, also in Vizos HaBracha on page 166, they say that you should make a bracha because they're lemaisa, they're fancy jewellery. And then people spend astronomical amounts of money on brand names and designer makes, in which case you should be making a she'echiyonu. I understand that I think it depends how you are. I remember somebody when he first got glasses, he felt very bad. He was very emotional about his eyes starting to go dim, and for him maybe it wouldn't be right to say she'echiyonu. But there's other people that I know that they're very excited to buy a new pair of glasses. In which case, maybe if they say she'echiyonu, they've got what to rely on. Now, I want to go to the next topic. It's Shema in the morning. When you say Shema, Shema in the evening. Shulchan Aruch in Siman Samach Aleph Sif Hey says the minhag when you say Shema is to take your right hand and place it over your eyes. Are your glasses a chatzitza for this? For placing it, do you have to take your glasses off? Do you have to lift them up? So the Shut Oz Nidbaru says you don't need to take them off. There's no inyan of chatzitza for Shema. Now, I want to point out something which is not written explicitly in any sefer. This was something which was owed to me by a good friend of mine, Reb Tzvi Cooper. There's a Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tzadi Vov Sif Aleph in regards to Hilchas Tefillah. This is not Kriya Shema, this is Hilchas Tefillah. It says, during your Shmona Esrei, you're not supposed to be holding things in your hand because it distracts you from your Shmona Esrei. It talks about holding a knife, or a loaf of bread, or a full plate. All these things, a siddur is an exception. A siddur, because it's the Tzorech HaTefillah, therefore it's allowed, but you're not allowed to, you're not supposed to be holding things during your Shmona Esrei unnecessarily because they disturb you. Now, another halacha in Siman Samach Aleph Sif Vav, the Shulchan Aruch says that when you say the dalad of the echod, you're meant to move your head up and down into the four ruchos that around the room. You're meant to move your head like this. Now, if you've picked up your glasses above your eyes and they're balancing precariously on your fingers, and you also have to swing your head around, it might take away your kavana from Shema. There's a lot of things to be mechavan for Shema. For example, the first part of saying Shema, you have to think about how Hashem always was Melech. The last second half of the sentence, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Hashem will always be Melech, Bor Hashem Kavod, that Hashem will be Melech over Kol HaOlam. You have to think about Hoya Hova V'yeh Adon HaKol and Baal HaKoichos Kulam, and you also have to be thinking about the Aleph of the Echad is Hashem Ezer Echad, and the Ches of Echad is the eighth level in Shemaim, where Hashem's Kisya HaKovod is, and the Dalet is Hashem's Moishel over the Arba Kamfis. All right, so you've got a lot to be mechavan for, and to throw balancing your glasses into the mix might not be such a good idea. So if you want to take off your glasses, I suggest you take them off, and you should not just lift them up and balance them on your fingers, because when you swing your head around, we've got extra to have kavana for, which is already quite hard as it is. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Chof Aleph Sif Koton Yud Beis, let's talk about cleaning your glasses. Are you allowed to use your talis koton, your tzitzis that we're all wearing now, are you allowed to use them to clean your glasses? Now, the Mishnah Berurah says in Sif Koton Yud Beis that Shimash She'ena Maguna, if you have you want to use your talis koton for something which is not disgraceful, it's mutter to use the talis koton for such a thing. So Shoveri Yoshev says in Kovitz Shuvas, for this reason you're allowed to clean your glasses. It's not a shimush maguna, it's not disgraceful, and the biggest proof is that people sometimes use very expensive clothing to wipe their glasses lens. They get their posh suit and they wipe their glasses with it, in which case, since it's the derech to clean them with posh clothing, we see that it's not such a shimush maguna. For example, you wouldn't use your suit to wipe up a wine spill or something like that. So cleaning your glasses, the poskim, Revi Yoshev sees, is not a shimush maguna. And this is based off the Mishnah Berurah, who says that if it's a shimush eina maguna, it's mutter to be mishamish with the talis koton. Now, I'm going to tell you a story. Orchus Rabbeinu, in Orchus Rabbeinu, page Lamatein, Chelek Aleph, the stipler walked into a room and he found his grandchild cleaning his glasses with his talis koton. And the stipler told him off. Now, I want to ask a question. I don't understand. Rabbi Kanievsky, there's a Mishnah Berurah in Simon Chof Aleph, Sif Koton Yud Beis, which says that Shemesh Einim Aguna, you're allowed to use your talis koton to clean your glasses. So why was the stipler upset with his grandson? Now, to answer this, let's look at a halacha of cleaning your glasses with a talis godol. The Prima Godin brings, in Simon Chof Aleph over there, that a talis godol, even though a talis koton might be mutter, a talis godol is also to use to clean your glasses. It's any shimush chulin, not necessarily a shimush maguneh, but any shimush which is not the Torah mitzvah, you're not to use your talis godol for, because it's miyuchad for tefillah. It's a beged tefillah which has more of a chashivas than just our talis koton, which is slightly more mundane, that we wear it just as a beged, in which case talis gadol is choshev tvei, it's got more chashivas rather than a talis koton, and you cannot use a talis gadol to clean your glasses, but you can use a talis koton. Now, the Kaf HaChaim writes, that's not so clear. In the Kaf HaChaim in Simon Chof Aleph, Sif Koton Yid, says that a talis koton that we wear nowadays, because we only wear it for the mitzvah, it's not just a four-cornered beged that we put the strings on. We dafka wear four-cornered beged in order not to forget the mitzvah of tzitzis, in which case our talis kotons have more of a choshev. There's not just a beged, which you can use for mundane purposes, it's a beged mitzvah, in which case our talis kotons, bizman hazer, have more of a chomodin than the talis kotons that maybe the Mishnah Berurah was talking about, in which case the stipler has grounds to argue with Rav Eliyoshev and to say that you should not use a talis koton to clean your glasses, because a talis koton is a beged mitzvah. It's not just a four-cornered beged that sits has happened to be on it. It's you're wearing it, l'shem mitzvah. It might have the mila of the talis godol, which you only wear for tefillah, just like the talis godol you wear for tefillah, the talis koton you wear for mitzvah, in which case you should not, there is grounds to say there is room to be machmir not to clean your glasses with talis koton.
Could it be that a child makes a brocha on the talis koton?
A child makes a brocha
on a talis koton.
And? Right, but we always used to make a bracha on a talis koton.
I know,
even when we weren't wearing the talis koton, the shei mitzvah, it just happened to be to have tzitzis on it. There was also a bracha on it.
That's what I'm saying. There's a bracha.
Right, but the Kaf HaChaim was saying that it's not enough that you just make a bracha on it, because we always used to make a bracha on it, even when we wore it not just the shei mitzvah, but we happened to. But the Kaf HaChaim is saying, since we only put it on in the first place, the Shei Mitzvah, it might have a Mila of Beged Mitzvah. While we're talking about the Mila of Beged Mitzvah, I just want to point out that the Orchus Rabbein also brings, after this, he brings that the stipler would not take his talis koton off when he went to the bathroom. So even though, even in the stipler's world, it might have a Mila that you shouldn't be using it to clean your glasses, he doesn't hold that it's so vite like a talis godol. Talis godol, the Mishnah Berurah says, even though it's not offered to take into the bathroom, it's not nice to take it into the bathroom, the stipler held that this Mila, that the talis koton can't come into the bathroom, does not exist, and he used to take his talis koton into the bathroom, even though he wore his talis koton over his clothes. So it might have a mila that you shouldn't be using it to clean your glasses, but not so far that you shouldn't even take it to the bathroom. Now, the Halicha Shloima in his Sefer on Tefillah, Perek Gimel Dvar Locha Yittes, says that he's machmeh. Rav Shlomo Zalman was machmeh not to use his talis koton to clean glasses. You should use something else. You shouldn't be using the talis for... It's funny that you mention this, because the stipler himself used to use his talis godol to wipe his eyes during davening. So it could be that there's something behind what you're saying. As far as I know, the stipler is machmir for cleaning glasses. I'm sure his grandson was learning at the time. So he still got very upset with him. Now, moving on. Anything that you need to see, mitzvahs of Re'iyah, for example, Kriyas HaTorah, or for Kiddush Levana, or for Ner Havdolah, are your glasses a chatzitz? Or do you have to take your glasses off to do Kiddush Levana? The answer is, says Halicha Shlomo, Perek Yud Beis, Ois Chaf Gimel, that you don't need to be machmir to take your glasses off for all these things. Right, so it's funny that you say this, because for chalitza, the poskim are machmir to see the spit that the chalutza spits in front of the man who's having chalitza done to him. The minhag is to be machmir because the posuk says vayar kol le'enei hazakenim. The zakenim mamish have to see it, because for deraisas seems to be that where it's tole on re'ia, we seem to be machmir that the dayonim should be able to see it without their glasses. Now this is from the Shut Imri Shefer Simon Vov. Now. Tefillah, Simon Sadi Aleph, you need to be wearing begodim which are choshev, that you would wear in front of an important minister or in front of a gadol batorah. In which case, if somebody's glasses are bashed up or are just inappropriate to be wearing in front of somebody who's very choshev, he should either maybe take them off, or he should buy a nicer pair or put on a better pair. He shouldn't be wearing a sellotaped up, bashed up, missing pieces pair of glasses that you wouldn't wear in front of, that you'd be embarrassed to wear in front of somebody who was choshev. You're standing in front of the Melech Malchei Amlochim, Kal V'chomer, you should be dressed in a mechubadik way. The Shevet Halevi in Chelek Yud Ois Chai, he points out that on Purim, because it's the derech to appear in front of choshev people, even in your Purim outfit, if you're wearing silly glasses on Purim, you do not have to take them off for your Shemoneh Esrei, so long as they don't disturb your davening or the davening of other people. Now I want to step into the world of Shabbos. Here we go. Mishnah Berurah, Siman Shin Aleph, Sif Katan, Mem Dalet, to wear glasses on Shabbos in Rishus HaRabim. So let's say we're not talking about Manchester, where there's an Erev, or even in Manchester, if you don't hold of the Erev, the glasses, I'll read the Lashon Mishnah Berurah, Veloseis Habotei Einai, to wear the glasses themselves on your nose in a place where there's no Erev, definitely Osa, maybe they'll fall from your nose and you'll come to carry them for Amos. Now, I sometimes wear glasses and they don't often fall off my nose, so does this apply nowadays? Right, so in those days, the Chai Odom, the poskim point out that the Chai Odom that Mishnah Berurah is quoting was talking about a special pair of glasses they used to have in the olden days called a pince-nez, which was a pair of glasses without the arms that go behind our ears, in which case they're very prone to falling off, or imagine like a monocle, that sort of idea. So to wear that in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim might be an issue, because it might fall down and you might come to carry it for Amos. Now, what about nowadays that we have arms with our glasses, as everybody points out? So the Chut Shani Chelek Dalad, and it's also brought in Orchis Rabbeinu, the Chazanish says that you have to be machmir, that you should not be wearing in a Rishus HaRabim Deraisa, you should not be wearing glasses, even though they have arms which go behind your ears. You need to make a string which would connect it to your body, in which case you won't come to carry it, it won't fall off so easily. Similarly, if you've got elastic around your glasses arms, which will make it very firm against your head, then you do not need to be machmir. There's actually a story, a bocha came to see him on Shabbos for bracha, and to ask him for etzer, and the Chazanish said, can I see your glasses please? And the Chazanish put them in his drawer and said, you can come to me after Shabbos and pick them up. I don't want you wearing them home. Contact lenses are going to come on too.
It was just a rabbi with an Abraham.
Chazanish was Mahmoud. What to tell you? Maybe it was a time that there was a Rosh Hashanah rabbi. Even though there are Osrim Mitam that Shema Yitlu that they might fall off, since the Shevet Halevi writes, since the Minhag Ha'olam Baruch Hashem is to be Mekel. It says, if you have arms which will reach behind your ears, and they go around the ears well, it's Mutter. And the Chai Adon that Mishnah brought, like we just said, was only talking about when they had glasses which weren't stuck properly to their faces, in which case they're very prone to falling off. However, the Shevet Halevi brings the Chazanish, and he finishes off that somebody who doesn't need their glasses so much, you've got a low prescription, or you often go without them anyway, then it's good to be Machmir not to wear glasses in a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. If you could find a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, let's say a Times Square in New York, you should not be wearing your glasses there on Shabbos. It says the Shevet Halevi, if you want to be Machmir, if you do not need them so much, as because we're scared maybe they're masoi, or you might come to take them off. Now, what is the geder of mehudokim hetev? What is it that makes them tight to your face? So Rav Nissim Karel, it says that if you put your glasses on and you look down and you look up and you look all directions in the extremes and they don't fall off your face, then it's mutter to wear them on Shabbos. They're considered, sunglasses are going to come on too, I brought them over here. He adds on that if they're not stuck well, they don't. If you can make them stuck well through strings or through elastics or through any other devices that are available on the market, then you can, and that makes them a hudakim heitev. So long as you can move your head in all directions, they don't fall off. That is okay. Now, Rissen Kerelitz adds in that somebody who usually takes his glasses off in the street for some reason, let's say he's very sensitive when they get dirty or some other reason, he takes them off very often in the street. Somebody, it's a derech, then take his glasses off, he should not wear them on Shabbos because we're scared that he might take them off in the street on Shabbos, he'll forget himself and he'll come to carry four amas unless he puts a string around it or he does something different which will remind him that it's Shabbos today and he mustn't take them off. Shmuel Zalman points out Shmuel Shabbos Kachosah that to go out in the rain when it's raining on Shabbos, very often when it's raining you get water splashed in your glasses and people take them off while they're walking and wipe them. He's mesupak if it's mutter to go out with your glasses in the rain because you might come to take them off to clean them. Going out with reading glasses, the Oruch HaShulchan Siman Samach Aleph says since it's not helping you walk now, it's not helping your halicha in the rechayv, it's considered a masoi, they're not helping you and you mustn't go out with your reading glasses on Shabbos, you should take them to shul, may Erev Shabbos, if you don't have an Erev. I know there are some shuls that have a reading glasses gemach. In a shul, if you by mistake forget, you can still daven without going balpeh. The Chut Shani discusses Mishkafei Shemesh, as does the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. He says, since when you get to a shady place, you go through a tunnel or you go into the shade, it's the derech to take them off or to put them up here where they might very well fall off, then it's, or if you put them up here, maybe you could say it's not derech levisha and it's a masoi in of themselves, then it's osa to go out with sunglasses in a place where there's no erev. And here, Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa brings an exception that if you need it for medical reasons, it's very unlikely you'll take them off. Somebody who's got sensitive eyes to sunlight, then he can wear sunglasses on Shabbos. Now, Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, interestingly, also talks about these lenses that you can flip up on your glasses, these flip down sunglasses. Okay, I see a few nods around the room. I don't know how better to describe them. They're these normal glasses that you clip on clip on sunglasses. So Shmuel Shabbos Kachosa says it's fine. Even if you do lift them up, it's very unlikely you'll take them off because they're prescription glasses and you can't see without them. And when you do lift them up, they're bottled to the glasses, similarly to how a hood is bottled to your coat. It's part and parcel of the glasses, in which case it's okay to go out with them. The Poskim also discuss glasses that the prescription sunglasses, if you need prescription sunglasses, it's unlikely you'll take them off because you'll be blinded, in which case it's mutter to wear prescription sunglasses, according to a lot of Poskim. Wearing contact lenses in the Rishus HaRabim, the Oral Tzion brings that it's okay because there's no chashash that they'll fall off. However, if Nissim Kerelitz says there's two types of lenses. There's lenses that you never take out. I don't know what these are. And there's lenses that you take out when it comes to nighttime. Now, the beginning of the Gemara Bamei Isha, which talks about the halachas of Hetzor, it brings a gezeiras chachamim, anything which is a chatzitza for tevila, you cannot go out with an Rishus HaRabim because there's a chashash that maybe a lady will need to do tevila in Rishus HaRabim, and she'll take out her lenses, and we're scared when she comes out the mikvah, she might not put them back in, she'll come to walk with them. But Nissim Kerelitz says, if you're so blind that you need your lenses and you will never ever leave without them, then you can go out with your lenses. If you can see without your lenses, then it's also to wear lenses in Rishus HaRabim on Shabbos, because we're scared, Shema Yavar, Daladamas, Rishus HaRabim, a gezerah of mikveh, which is a low plug, which applies even to men, which applies even to ladies when they're not going to mikveh. The Oruch HaShabbos brings another point, that somebody who's not using contact lenses regularly, They should not, as in they're not used to them and it makes their eyes tear and it takes them out. So uncomfortable, you should not be going out with them into Rishus HaRabim on Shabbos because you might forget yourself and take them out due to your discomfort. Now, I have a pair of glasses over here. Glasses which turn black in the sun. Are you allowed to wear those on Shabbos? You have this modern technology has developed these lenses which, as you step into the sun, they darken, in which case they're basically glass sunglasses and glasses rolled into one. Now, let's talk a little bit about Soveya. Soveya is an Av Melocha, which is an Av Melocha to be Soveya, something which is Dova Choshev. For example, a length of string, which is 4 tefachim. The Mishnah Berurah brings an example. Less than 4 tefachim is not Choshev. You can't really make anything out of it. So to be Soveya, a Dova Choshev, in a way that it's Shel Kayama, it has to be a permanent change, with a Shinoi in the actual object. For example, if I put a red piece of card on a table, I haven't colored the table. I've just put a piece of red card on the table. It has to be a shinoi in the actual chayfetz in order to be over the av melacha of tzoveya. Now, the Moshe Feinstein points out in Hegris Moshe, Urachaim Gimel, Tshuva Mem Hei, that there's no tzviya over here. It's only something which is visible. There's something in the lenses which, when you go into the sun, it becomes visible, and when you go out of the sun, it becomes invisible, this dark tint. So you're not coloring anything. It's just something which comes to the forefront of the lens and something which goes back into the lens, as it were, in which case there's no tzviya. The Shmiras Shabbos Kilchosa brings a different heter. He says, you yourself aren't being tzviya. You're walking into the street and your glasses turn black. Similarly to how we walk into the street and our skin turns black. It's not an active tzviya. For example, to actively go into the sun to sunbathe and to actively go into the sun to make your glasses change, that would be an issue of tzviya, to walk into the sun with kavana to change your skin or to change your glasses. But if you're just going along as you are, there's no problem of tzviya. He brings another heter that is not shal kayama. When you go into the building, they're going to come off. In which case, and he also brings another idea that it's like a door on a door frame. It's not something which you change and change back. It's something which is made to open, made to close. It's not considered a proper change in the object. That might be similar to what Moshe Feinstein says, that there is just something which comes to the forefront of the glasses in the sun. It's not really a proper covering.
When it goes back, it is chaos.
Pardon?
When it goes back to its natural, is that not a surveillance?
Well, you're getting in the go in the sun again.
You might not.
Right, but Hashem's answer, since they're made to change very quickly, so it's never considered shel kayama. Yesh Ladin, I also found it very hard, because if usually in kayama, let's say for kasiva, when you're writing something, we don't look at if you're going to rub it out in 2 minutes' time to make the writing kayama. We look at it as it is now. Would it stay forever, potentially? If the answer is yes, then it's shel kayama, even if it's going to get rubbed out by the rain or something in a minute's time. So, but we've definitely got the heter. We understand the heter that it's not really changing it. It's just bringing something out in the lenses, putting something back in, which gives the appearance that the lenses are changing color, even though they're not really. I know the minhag in Manchester is to be mekel myrosh kolal dayan shteiner wears these glasses on Shabbos, and he comes in with black glasses, and by the time we've started brachas, they're already clear again. Shinchof Gimel Sif Tes, I have written over here. There's, can you clean your glasses on Shabbos?
What
might be the problem, I hear you ask? So the stipler was machmir not to clean his glasses on Shabbos. Why might this be? So there's a halacha in Shinchof Gimel Sif Tes. Mutter l'shaf shef kelim. It's mutter to wipe vessels with all things except for silver vessels with this silver polishing thing, because it smooths the surface of the metal. It's a problem of mamachik. The Mishnah Berurah points out for this reason it's also also to sharpen a knife on Shabbos, because it's mamachik. It makes the blade of the knife very smooth. The Maharil points out not just something which corrodes the surface of the silver to make it clean, it smooths it out. Even shiboles shul, which is something which just cleans the silver very, very well, it's also to clean vessels with this substance. The Chai Adam says because it's Tucha Yisera, and the Tehillah Nadavid says it's because it's Doimet to Tikkun Kli. It might be a fix in the vessel to make it super duper clean. And the stipler, the Orchus Rabbeinu writes that he thinks that the stipler was Machmir not to clean glasses on Shabbos because of this reason, that it makes them super super clean. They are workable at the moment. They never get so dirty usually over the course of the day that you can't see through them. And maybe the stipler was worried about Doimet and Matak and Kli, or Tochei Yaseir on Shabbos, to make his glasses super duper clean, like the Smaril that the Mishnah Berurah brings in Siman Shinchof Gimel, Sifkot and Lamed Ches. I've never seen anybody who's Machme on this. I've seen people Machme not to wear glasses on Shabbos because they don't usually wear glasses, like the Chazon Ish was Machme, but I've never seen anybody refrain from cleaning their glasses because of this Chashash, because it's not an extra clean, it's something that we do day to day. It's not something you do once a month to your silver in the cupboard. Now, while we're talking about cleaning, I want to talk about cleaning for the last part of the show. I want to talk about, and then we'll do the Chazorah, I want to talk about cleaning contact lenses on Shabbos. Is there an issue? I've got some contact lenses solution over here with sodium hyaluronic, I don't even know how to pronounce this, but I'm going to read what it says at the back. That this solution preserves, disinfects, rinses, cleans, hydrates, and removes proteins from soft contact lenses. So this sounds to me like it might be an issue of kibbutz on Shabbos, of washing clothes on Shabbos. This washes, preserves, disinfects, rinses, cleans, hydrates, all the complicated words. This is, so there's two types of, you're right, there's two types of contact lens solutions. Well, there's only really one. There's another one which is a preservative. This is a contact lens solution which disinfects, it's sort of like a safe acid that you put your lenses into. It takes away all the bacteria. There's another type of solution where it's safe to leave your lenses in, but it doesn't necessarily clean them, called saline. Saline solution just rinses them. It doesn't necessarily clean them. So let's get into this. Let's discuss this. Shaila, can you put your contact lenses into solution on Shabbat? We're talking specifically about soft contact lenses. When hard contact lenses are going to see, might have a different halacha. There's three stages of washing clothes on Shabbos. There's the Shulchan Aruch points out, there's shriya, soaking it in water. Shifshuf means rubbing it. And schita, which means squeezing out the clothing after it's finished and hanging it up to dry. That's also a part of... So we've got these three stages. Now, just to get a bit of background... Or leather, something like your shoes, it's mutter to do shriya on Shabbos, says the Shulchan Aruch, since the water dripping on leather doesn't really clean leather. It might really clean fabric, but it doesn't really clean leather, because leather is hard, and in order to clean leather, you have to rub it. In which case, shriya, to soak, the first stage of cleaning, to soak leather in water on Shabbos, the Shulchan Aruch says, there's no problem. Now the question is, another thing. Rav Moshe says not only leather, also hard plastic is also something which is not subject to shriya. You can soak it in water. For example, if you have a hard plastic tablecloth, some say it's soft plastic and it's a problem, but let's say it's a hard plastic tablecloth or a plastic window, there's no problem to splash a bit of water on it on Shabbos. Now, what are contact lenses made of? Do they classify as leather? So contact lenses, I think, are made out of something called silicone hydrogel. Hydrogel is something which absorbs water, and silicone is this soft rubber-like plastic, I think. And silicone hydrogel combines the water-absorbing a consistency of hydrogel with the silicone and makes a lens which will absorb very well. For this reason, says the Beni Olshev, since they're not completely hard like leather, they don't classify as leather, in which case it would be osa to be shored dirty lenses in lens solution, whether saline, whether disinfectant, on Shabbos. However, if the lenses are clean, for example, they're clean from Erev Shabbos, you're able to soak them in a saline solution. Why? Because he says, since we're not sure that they're not like leather, and they might be like leather, we're not sure, the Ramah brings two dayas, whether or not soaking a clean beged is mutter on Shabbos. Says the Rav Eliyashiv, since we're not sure they're like leather, and if they're like leather, it will be mutter lechachila, and if they're not like leather, we can be soimich on the Ramah. It says, if they're clean, we can soak them. So Rav Eliyashiv, bottom line, says, if they're clean, you can soak them. If they're not clean, then you cannot. Now, the Migdanes Eliyahu says, I'm running out of time just to finish, the Migdanes Eliyahu says that since the dirt on the lenses is not visible, and you're not really cleaning anything because you can't see that it's different afterwards, therefore it's not nikkah and it's all mutter. You can take your lenses and put them in disinfectant with good conscience. It's absolutely fine. Maybe Rav Yashiv can say back that it is nikkah, even though you can't see it, but you can feel it when you put it in your eyes. It's very irritating.
You can rub it.
And also, you'd be able to rub it softly without water. Now, apart from if they go hard, if it's with water, it's shifshuf, which is osa even on leather. And if you rub them very hard as well, even without water, it's also shifshuf. So you can rub them softly with your hands. Now, if they're very, very hard, soft lenses sometimes go hard, and you put them in saline and they become soft again. Rav Falk points out that might be makeh b'patish to make your lenses usable again on Shabbos. So bottom line is, machlekes of Eliyashiv and Migdanes Eliyahu, can you soak your contact lenses? Rav Eliyashiv says, if they're completely clean, you can. If they're completely clean, then you can. The Migdanes Eliyahu says, because the dirt is not visible, even if they're dirty, then you can soak them. Rav Eliyashiv might say back, but it is visible. Might not be visible with their eyes, but it's detectable with our eyes, as in we, it hurts when you put them in. And when you put them in the cleaning solution, they no longer hurt, in which case it is a change. This is detectable, and that might be a problem of kibbutz. Now we're going to do...
Washing
dishes is not made out of leather. Washing dishes isn't... Right, so a very, very hard material is not subject to this at all. Rav Moshe was talking about a plastic which is not completely concrete, but also not completely soft. That's mutter to clean. That's got a similar din to leather, which is also slightly pliable. It's very rare to have a leather object which is completely, completely hard. We're talking about some sort of middle ground here between a normal material like this and a hard glass, which is definitely all plates, which is mutter to clean on Shabbos. So now we've run out of time. I'm going to do a very quick hazara of everything that we've covered. Demi Yitzhah Hashem, everybody should come out with everything. If you build, if should you make shechiyonu on glasses, it's a machlokes. Rav Yoshev says you can. Rav Scheinberg says you can't because eino elo lerefua. It's a slightly bad thing that you need glasses because they're helping you see, and you've lost your eyesight. You shouldn't be making shechiyonu when you buy new glasses. The Shulchan Aruch says the minhag is to put your right hand on your glasses. You do not need to lift your glasses up. And I wanted to say that you should not lift your glasses up because balancing them on your fingers while you're moving your head in all four directions might take away your kavana, like we see such an idea in Hilchas Tefillah. Can you use your talis cotton to clean your glasses? Some say yes, some say no. If you want to be machmir, that's very nice. If you don't need to take off your glasses to see things like Nehav Dara Kriya Satora Kiddush Devona, that are machmirim by chalitza, that the dayonim should be able to see the roik, because seeing the roik in chalitza is something which is ma'akeh the process and is min ha-Torah. It's said explicitly in the pasukim, v'yirko le'enei hazakenim. You should have glasses which are fit to wear in front of the king on Purim. They don't necessarily need to be, so long as they don't disturb you. To go out with glasses in a Rishus HaRabim on Shabbos, you might come to carry them for Amos, and the Mishnah Berurah is machmir. However, that we have arms, we have a machlokes about the arms. Chazanish says definitely if you have some sort of elastic or string to stop them falling off, it's okay. Otherwise, if you have a normal arms which go behind your ears, you have a machlokes. Post game, the Chazanish confiscated the Bocher's glasses. The Chazanish, by the way, was machmir even with elastic not to go out with on Shabbos. The Chutshani says if they're the way to see if they're properly attached to your ears, even without a string or elastic, is to put your head down, and if they don't fall off, then it's absolutely fine. Somebody who usually takes off his glasses in the street should not be wearing them on Shabbos, because he might come to take them off in the street on Shabbos too, unless he has a string or something to remind him not to take them out. To go out with glasses in the rain, because people often take them off while they're walking in the rain to clean them while walking, that might be an issue. Of Shlomo Zalman is Mesupik, if it's mutter to go out with glasses at all, even for somebody who doesn't usually take them off in the rain. Oruch HaShulchan says it's offered to go out with reading glasses because they're not helping you walk, in which case they're masoi. The Chutshani speaks about sunglasses. You might take them off when you get to a shady area, in which case you should not wear them. The Shinshabs Kachosa says if you're wearing them for medical reasons, then it's okay. The Orlitzian says you don't have to worry about wearing contact lenses on Shabbos because there's no chashash they'll fall off. But Nissim Karedit says there might be only if you cannot go without them should you be wearing them. The Orchas Shabbos says somebody who's not used to wearing contact lenses, you might come to take them off in the street because they're uncomfortable, should not be going out with them on Shabbos. Glasses which turn dark in the sun, we've said, is okay. If Meister Rav Steiner wears these glasses on Shabbos, there's an idea from the Stipler that he was machmir not to clean his glasses on Shabbos. I've never seen anybody be machmir for this. And as to cleaning your contact lenses, you have a machlekes of Eliyoshev who says it's only mutter to put into saline solution if they're completely clean. And the Migdanas Eliyahu says since the dirt on the lenses is not visible, you do not have to worry about the cleaning them. Shkoyach.
Next to him.